Good afternoon, everyone. You are listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy. My name is Sally Kalin. Thank you for listening in, everyone. If you are not following me on TikTok, come on over because I post most days everything around narcissistic abuse recovery and everything you need to know on that particular type of relationship, because it is become a epidemic in our society. And I feel like nowadays we have the opportunity to share and get that word out that we do not need to live in these relationships. And so I feel like that is my calling right now, because I have experienced that myself, and it is something that I am really passionate about. So whilst I still do my breakout recovery work and helping clients find love, I am also helping people heal from narcissistic abusive relationships so that they can find healthy love. So with that being said, let us get on to today's episode. I wanted to make this short and sweet as always, guys. And today I am talking about some of the signs that you may be in a narcissistic relationship. Now, there are quite a few signs, but I feel like these three signs I think I'm going to share today. I've got a list in front of me, but I'm probably going to share three of what I feel are the ones that we can sometimes miss. We don't realize. And I feel like it needs to be brought to your attention, because when you are in these narcissistic relationships, I can tell you now that most people are very unaware that they are in a narcissistic relationship. When I was in my relationship, I had access to so much information around narcissistic abuse. I was coaching myself, and I still didn't really believe that I was in a narcissistic relationship. And I feel like this is the thing. We really do not know it when we're living it. And this is why it is important to find every bit of information and to be actively looking for answers around narcissistic abuse. Because I feel like we have this image of a person that is narcissistic, that they're like really awful and unbearable all of the time. And of course they are not. And this is why it makes it so incredibly difficult to leave. So let me share with you some of the signs that you are in one of these relationships. So the first sign, which I feel is easily missed, is that we begin to feel a sense of helplessness in the relationship, but also in life. We start questioning everything about our life, and we feel almost like we don't know how to make things happen anymore for ourselves. It's as though we have got caught in some giant web. I know some people call it like a narcissistic fog, and that's essentially what has happened. And it creates this feeling of helplessness. So even if you were the most confident, self-assured person before getting into one of these relationships, because let me tell you now, it can happen to anyone. These relationships often ties into our early years, but we won't get into that today. But this sense of helplessness that comes about is a real feeling, and you absolutely just don't know what to do anymore. It's like you're thinking, what is going on? I'm not sure what's happening. And yeah, it's like a real narcissistic fog. So that's one sign. The second sign is you begin to withdraw from things that you once used to like doing, or you just don't want to be around friends and people that you used to like hanging around with as much. It's as though you haven't got the energy, you're exhausted. And you're also worried that people are going to sort of say things like, why are you still in that relationship then? Because you can't, you know, you want to share things sometimes and say, yeah, it's sort of good, but then it's not. And people are looking at you as if to say, what is wrong with you? Why aren't you leaving that relationship? So you feel a sense of judgment coming from people sometimes. And that creates that shame feeling. And it's not, it is a real awful feeling, because cognitively, you know you want out on one part, but on the other side of things, you know you want to stay with that person, or you think it can change, and you're not ready to make that move yet. So without you realizing it, you start feeling like you can't go out as much because you think people are judging you. And I think sometimes that is a true thing. People are looking at you. I know people would look at me and honestly think, you know, she calls herself a coach, but she's in her own situation. And I always, you know, think to myself, well, I'm 10 steps ahead of, you know, clients that I coach anyway, or whatever it is. But my point is this, I did feel a sense of that going on in my own life, even though there was so much of my life that was obviously incredible, aside from that part of my life. I did feel like at times there was a lot of judgment coming from certain people towards me, and that made me not then want to go out and socialize. And, you know, I started to withdraw. And this can happen, you know, whether you're a coach or whether you're just anyone, like, you know, you just generally don't feel like up for it, right? So that's another sign. You definitely start to feel like you're withdrawing. And the third sign that you are in one of these narcissistic relationships is your anxiety and worry increases massively. Like, you have noticed that you worry a lot more than you used to. And you're also sort of like second guessing decisions that you're making as well. It's almost like you can't think as clearly. It's because you can't, because when you're in these relationships, you know, I've spoken about this before, but you literally are living in your sympathetic nervous system, which is that fight or flight responsive part of your body, your mind. And when that is happening, of course, you are being hit with all this cortisol, which is the stress hormone, into your body, which makes you not be able to think clearly. And so you are living in survival, which in turn can make you unwell and sick and create dis-ease in the body. So this is a very real thing. And again, I have spoken about this before in other reels and podcasts about how it does make you incredibly unwell. So let's just look at those three things together. So if you're feeling that sense of helplessness, if you are feeling like you are not wanting to engage with people and friends like you used to through fear of just being judged, or just that you're exhausted, right? You haven't got the energy. And you're also feeling like your anxiety has increased and you're worrying more and you're just wondering, how is this all going to end? Like, how am I going to get out of this situation? What's happening? And you're going around and around in circles. But then, of course, when you're in that place, your narcissist partner will probably show up and do something amazing for you. And you'll be thinking, oh, no, it's okay. It's not as bad as I thought it was. And so you can never really get out of it. You're just sort of going around and around and around and around. And I get it. I get it so much. And all I can say on this is, I am not here to judge anyone. I'm here to help people. I'm here to help people get clarity in their decisions so that they can make that right decision going forward. But here is the thing. You have to ask yourself questions such as, where is this going for your future? What would your future self be saying to you right now? What will it take for you to make that decision, you know, to, you know, go out on your own and do what you need to do? What are the consequences of staying in this relationship? Is this something that you do want to stay in? And because I know people that do stay in narcissistic relationships and make it work to a certain extent, which is for where they're at in their life. I have had people say, I've got kids with him, I'm just going to stay for now, but I'm planning, you know, other things, but there are good things about him. And they've made that conscious decision. I feel like one of the danger zones of being in these relationships is when you're going back and forth with your decisions. That is what creates the real, that feeling of absolute anxiety in the mind when you are going, yes, I'm leaving, no, I'm staying. Yes, I'm leaving, no, I'm staying. When you're doing that all the time, that is what can create you to go almost crazy, right? That uncertainty of never making a decision. But I always say, make one decision and stick to it. If you're going to stay in that relationship, be okay with that decision. Be aware that there are cycles of the narcissistic relationship. Be aware of what goes on. Be aware that they do X, Y, Z. Just know what that relationship is. Don't be surprised when they lie or when they, you know, cheat or when they do whatever, because you're now making that decision to stay. But be okay with that. And I say that not flippantly. I say that because I get that it is hard for some people to just move out of those relationships for whatever reason. It can be age. It can be that you feel like you've spent 30 years with this person and you're just, you know, or it can be that you've got kids with this person, or whatever it is. But of course, if you're wanting to make that decision to walk away, then the sooner you do it, the better, because it gives you time to heal and attract eventually someone healthy for you as well. So look at those signs I've given you today and ask yourself, am I in a narcissistic relationship? Because like I say, sometimes we are so unaware we're in one. And if you go and check out my TikTok, there are so many videos on there talking about all the different things to expect. Sally Kalin Relationship Coach. If you would like to work with me, I offer one-to-one coaching worldwide. Please message me. I will get back to you as soon as possible. And just know you don't have to do this alone. There is help. I am sending you so much love. Please share this podcast if this is helpful. I will love you and leave you, and I'll be back in a few days with a new podcast.